Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Health and Wellness. I'm your host, Wayne Elliott, and this is the next in the series of shows that radio programs that we're bringing to you. Just a bit of business at the outset here. For more information on the Strauss products and or to order online, go to the website, please, at Strauss. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S. StraussNaturals.com, or you can call and talk to one of the fine Strauss representatives at toll free 866-478-2873. That's 866-478-2873 to speak to someone, or StraussNaturals.com for more information, or to order online any of the fine Strauss products as well. In this series, the first 5,000 orders will receive with their order a free book called Beating Heart Disease, written by author Diamond Fernandez, who runs a series of heart fit clinics here in Western Canada. A very fine man and a very interesting book, and I'm sure you'll enjoy, and some great information in the book called Beating Heart Disease. So welcome again to the show, and it's my great pleasure today to have an old friend on as guest. This gentleman is a historian. He is a constitutionalist in the United States. He's a very good friend, and I know he and his family's a wonderful wife and daughters, and look forward to seeing him again soon. He has been the host of the Power Hour radio program for a number of years. He took over for Joyce Riley, who was the founder and a wonderful lady. And they've operated the Power Mall to serve people with natural health products. So Daniel, welcome to the show.
It's my absolute pleasure to be here, Wayne. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is a little different, isn't it, buddy? I was on your show about 100 times and you were the host. So we got roles reversed today, Daniel.
Absolutely. A little different, but we'll see. Let's see how you do, Wayne.
How about that? I'm still an amateur, a novice here, Daniel. So I know you have been involved for a long time with natural health products, and both Joyce Riley and yourself told me that. So it's well over 20 years. The number one seller at the Power Mall has consistently been the Strauss Heart Drops. Is that correct?
Oh, without question. I don't know what the percentage, it was a high percentage. It must have been 20-30% of our total sales. And, you know, we sold a lot of product, was the Strauss products. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's great. And always appreciated your show and your efforts. You have some personal experience yourself, don't you, Daniel, with the Strauss Heart Drops?
Well, maybe I should back up, tell you why this is important to me. There's a million people talking about health on radio. There's a million people talking about, you know, whatever, a pill or this or that or what have you. Why does this matter? Why should people even listen to this? Look, sometimes you don't appreciate something until it's gone, and talking about, especially your health. And when you're young, you don't, you know, you feel bulletproof, you feel whatever. Well, I was unfortunate and fortunate at the same time that I had a lot of health challenges, you know, in my early 20s into early 30s. And I say fortunate because it gave me a chance to, one, appreciate health more, two, to learn on my own and learn what works for me, and see other people, to help other people that I cared about, and maybe give them some direction from my experiences. So I say all those things because being on the Power Hour radio show, meeting Joyce Riley, was absolutely one of the most profound moments of my life. Joyce started the Power Hour, I don't know, the early 2000s, something like she had done some radio before. And quickly, one of her missions became the Power Mall. One of her missions became to have the best guests on possible among a variety of subjects. And one of those subjects was health and wellness, and some of the absolute brightest minds in the country, really in the world, not just the country, but in the world when it came to health, leading edge people. I say alternative, but I don't even think it's alternative anymore. Doctors, homeopath, whatever. And through all that, the value of being able to improve somebody's health and to be able to see your own health improve is inestimable. I didn't even say the word right. There, you cannot put a price on it and you can't even calculate it. So when I joined the radio show, you know, about five, six, well, it's been about 6 or 7 years ago now. I don't know. Time goes pretty quick.
Sure does.
But one of the things that I learned from Joyce, that the reason that we clicked was because she had such a passion. She was a nurse. She was a trauma nurse in the military, actually. And she had such a passion for helping people and seeing people sick and didn't like people to be misused or mistreated when they were sick. And so we immediately clicked and we had that connection. So on the show, we were able to just really hit it off on that front, because health and being healthy, getting healthy meant so much. One of the first thing she probably had, you know, you remember the old Power Mall. She must have had, 200-400 products sitting on her shelves everywhere. I don't know if you saw her old.
Right.
I mean, that just everywhere. Well, when I started doing it a little bit, she said, you know, you got to try some of these products. She didn't tell me to try 200-300. She said, here, try these 3 or 4 products. One of the products she told me to try was a Strauss Heart Drops.
Right.
And she said, here, try this. This is our number one seller. And you may not have any heart problems. You may have heart problems, but try it. Okay. So I tried it, and you know, we'll probably get into some of the other things about ears and stuff. But I started taking it with almost no expectations, right? I mean, I was young, or younger, I guess I should say. I've learned that doesn't matter, you know, how old you are, really. If you're over 30, you need to be thinking about this. But you know, I'm thinking, well, I don't have heart disease, so I started taking the heart drops. Did it taste good? No, it didn't taste good. No, but I took it on her recommendation. I did shortly thereafter. I think I met you and heard your story. That was very compelling. Okay, I'll try it. So I took it for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. And I immediately started to feel like I could breathe a little easier. Mm-hmm. I immediately, in that time, in that 2-3 weeks, started to feel like, you know, I just got a little more, you know, get up in my horse, so to speak. Just have a little more oomph to me. And then I don't know, maybe another month or so, I started feeling things in my body, like things release around my chest. I started to feel almost like, you know, if I was gonna, again, I'm not a doctor. I can only go by what I feel or what I experience, but it almost felt like something was releasing around my heart, around my chest. And then I was much more boom, you know, I was like, wow,
yeah.
I got like life. It was giving me life and I felt better. And I was by no means was I a candidate for heart disease. I had no real symptoms, but the heart drops gave me life. And that's what I loved about them personally. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get into, you know, other listeners and things that were on the show and what I saw, but that's what gave me such a, I don't know what I can say. It when you don't have health and then something natural with no side effects, it gives you more life, more health. When you're sick, you can't put a price on that.
That's right.
And so that's the way I feel about Strauss products. I mean, that's why I'm here today.
The interesting thing is that the blood system is the only transportation system in our body. There is no second system. There's not a subway and a bus. There's just one system, and that's the blood. So it has to carry our oxygen, which is certainly near the top of importance, our water, our wastewater, our food, our waste, our medicine, everything. When they made those Strauss heart drops, and I've heard the story from Jim and Pete many times, took them several hours with a gram scale and chewing herbs. And when they realized they had it, at one point they realized they didn't have enough of the second herb, which was cayenne pepper. So start again. And in several hours they had it. Pete made a tincture and they didn't know how much Jim should take. So as it turns out, he was drinking about a 2 or 3 week supply every, what we've come to know as a 2 or 3 week supply. He was drinking it every day. And in 2.5 weeks could walk to his mailbox. In 6.5 weeks, he went back to work for 20 odd years and never had an open heart surgery or a chemical drug for it. Kind of similar to my story, only I didn't end up in the hospital with it, but I suffered angina for years, 6 or 7 years. And then a year or two later after that started, irregular heartbeat, arrhythmia. I was a lucky man, Daniel. I didn't take any pills. I didn't really do anything. I made plans to check out early, like so many in my family had, to be truthful. I thought I might break the record and be the youngest in my 30s there. But thank goodness I made it till I think age 42 or close to 43 when I learned about the Strauss heart drops. And I was just so hopeful, because I had anxiety. I didn't even know I had it until I didn't have it anymore. You know, that can sneak up on you too, when you think you're just having quiet time and you hope the phone doesn't ring and nobody calls or comes by. I didn't know I had anxiety till I didn't have it any longer. But this blood flow is just so important. And I think the what people should expect more than anything is energy. As you dissolve the plaque and cholesterol and get more energy, that's what will happen, is you will feel more energy. And I, after about 3 months, I did think I was Superman. And I almost stopped sleeping. It was ridiculous, really. And Jim Strauss used me as an example from there to say, for the first 4 months or so, taking Strauss heart drops, don't do anything more strenuous than you were doing before you started taking them. Then he'd say, after that, you can go and chase rabbits. So we'll leave it at that for a minute, Daniel. Folks, we're going to take a short break for a few words on commercial, and we will be right back with my guest, Daniel Brigman. Wayne Elliott on the Strauss Company, famous for effective natural medicines and again making original formulas for heart disease, kidneys, diabetes, and blood pressure. Years ago, I had wonderful experiences and could tell stories till the cows come home of the world-famous Strauss heart drops that saved my life and my parents by helping return full blood flow. Strauss products are 100% natural, safe, satisfaction guaranteed. You can't go wrong, I promise. At fine stores everywhere or online at straussnaturals.com. Welcome back, folks, to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott and my special guest, my dear friend, Daniel Brigman, who is a proud American and just a dear friend of mine. I have many friends in the United States. It's my second home, and went to school in Florida. And just a wonderful experience meeting Daniel and his family and appearing, I think, close to 100 times on his radio program at the Power Hour. So welcome back, Daniel. We were talking about blood flow and how it is the most important body function. There is only one transportation system in our bodies, hence the 50,000 miles. That always blows my mind, 50,000 miles of arteries and veins.
Wow.
Twice around the earth in each of us. It's just hard to believe, but wow. I think that just really amplifies the fact that it is the most important body function is our blood flow. So this energy that folks should expect to feel on an increasing basis, truly, depending on your condition, of course. And that's the big side effect that people should experience is increased energy. And it is a gradual thing. My goodness, by the time I was on the heart drops 6 or 7 months, I had started a couple of new businesses and I just a ball of fire, really. I just couldn't believe where I had come in those number of months with the heart drops. And what they did not do for me, Daniel, was fix my high blood pressure. The doctor told me that I had high blood pressure. And there's only two sources, two causes, if you will, of high blood pressure, the heart and the kidneys. So when I told Jim Strauss going way back all those 25 or so years ago that I still had high blood pressure, it had come down a couple of points, but not to where I wanted it. He told me about the kidney support formula, and that it was very likely my kidneys that were the culprit. Well, then two of my natural therapists, an iridologist and a reflexologist, each agreed it was my left kidney specifically. And so I started on the Strauss kidney formula. That's 24 or 5 years ago, Daniel. My blood pressure within 3 months dropped to 120 over 70. That's where it is today. It's just as consistent as the sun coming up every day. I don't sleep enough. I have stressful work. I help direct a number of companies and don't always eat right. That's for sure, especially with my 30-year start on chocolate milk and milkshakes that clogged my arteries in the first place. So I haven't been a specimen of health even when I was an athlete. I ate and drank too much of certain things like milk and milkshakes. So the kidney support formula helped lower my blood pressure to where it should be. And the other thing the heart drops did not do for me was with my irregular heartbeat, my arrhythmia, my one beat race that they called supraventricular tachycardia. It did not fix that. And that's when Jim told me about their cardio support formula, which is for to help the body rebuild damaged heart cells and for irregular heartbeat, which is Western medicine's most difficult heart condition to treat. They have, there's a pharmaceutical pill that I actually was prescribed it once, and I was going to fill it. This is 30 years ago. And when I spoke to the pharmacist, he said, "You're a pretty young guy to be on this." And I said, "Well, what's the difference?" He said, "Well, don't miss one. When you start this pill, do not miss a day." And there was a basketball player. I think that year, going way back, he was in that Final Four championship between the colleges. And
Hank Gathers.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Hank Gathers. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He died right on the court, didn't he? He didn't take his pill that day, thinking he'd have more energy. And so it's true, the danger in skipping a day. And this pharmacist who I knew, that was enough for me to convince me I didn't want to take that pill. Of course, the other thing is the pacemaker, and I don't want to get into that, but I know plenty of stories about that. And of course, it's not natural either. And but when I took the Strauss cardio support for 3 months, and I have not had an irregular beat once since, and I had it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Daniel. I went to sleep with it. I woke up with it. Now, my dear friend and former teammate, who was very ill and moved into my home for almost 2 years, it took him 5 months. He had a crazy arrhythmia that was just all over the map. From his heart would go from stop to like 220 beats a minute. And he was in very, very bad physical shape, 400 pounds he weighed. And it was 5 months for him. More recently, some of my friends, former football players, I find this interesting because it's said that men that play football for more than 5 years, 4 or 5 years after high school in the down line position, live 10 years less than the average male population. And wow. I've certainly seen lots of that. So some of my friends in their 60s, just in these past 5 to 10 years, have developed irregular heartbeat. The one I'm thinking of particularly, he had fitness clubs, was the business he was in after he finished playing football. And so he was always a weightlifter and bodybuilder. And at about age 65, he developed arrhythmia. And it took 6 months for him on the cardio support to have a regular heartbeat again. So we're all different. We're like snowflakes. Everybody's different, different ages, conditions, genetics and all the rest of it. So there's no one size fits all. But these products, in my experience, that's not only am I grateful, Daniel, for my own health, because I thought I was going to break the family record, really, of checking out the earliest with the heart. And we should talk for a minute about Frank's crease, the earlobe crease. And folks, it was discovered by Harvard Medical back in 1972 or three that the crease on the bottom of our earlobe, if you have a crease on one or both, it's the best indicator of clogged arteries. And if you had it on both ears, it shows that you're clogging on both sides. If you had it on one ear or worse on one ear, you're worse on that side. Well, when I read this article, this is long before I met Strauss, I had creases on both earlobes. I looked at some family photos, some grandparents, uncle, cousin, aunts, and sure enough, every one of them that had heart disease and had died with heart disease had the earlobe creases. I could see in the photographs. And you know, Daniel, I didn't do anything except make plans to have a early end to my life. That's the only thing I did. I've thought about that different times. I never researched anything. I did go to some doctors, but I never ended up taking any of the pills or having a surgery. So I was very lucky, really, to last like I did. I was overweight. I'd quit playing ball and working hard and eating wrong and still drinking those milkshakes and all the things you shouldn't do. So I was very fortunate. And, you know, it's Jim Strauss used to say, oh, so back to Frank's crease. If you Google the man's name, Frank's crease, C-R-E-A-S-E, a picture will come up of an earlobe, of an ear, and you'll see the crease, folks. And then you can look in the mirror yourself. And if you have a crease in one or both ears, it's not only the best indicator of clogging arteries, it's better than all the other indicators put together, like triglycerides, cholesterol, smoking, obesity, hereditary, environment. All of those together aren't the predictor that earlobe crease is. Now, I don't think you should necessarily wait. I think preventative measures are great, Daniel. Would you not agree? You didn't wait till you had any issues. You took those heart drops and experienced more energy.
Well, you talked about that you were lucky. I think we're all lucky. You know, anybody gets to hear your story. And, I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt. I mean, really. Your story is inspiring, and you're just almost like the person to the Pied Piper of this, to make people aware. And I took it because your story inspired me. Joyce obviously said, here, take this. We've seen miracles. When I was on the show, I can't even tell you how many people would call. And here's a typical story. And again, I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. I'm just telling you what we saw on the Power Hour. Somebody call and say, well, I heard Wayne on the radio, or I heard your interview, or heard you talking about it, Daniel. I'm going to try those heart drops. Great. Let us know what happens. And I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months later, we get a call back and the stories would go something like this. My doctor told me I had diabetic neuropathy so bad that they're going to watch my foot or my leg, and they're going to have to cut it off if things don't get better. So in the next 6 months, I'm probably going to lose my foot. So that's kind of what brought them. They heard about the heart drops. They said, well, you know, heck, what do I got to lose, right? So then they'd call back and say, I went to my doctor and he told me that I don't have to lose my foot now.
Right, right.
And that just blew me away. You know, for me, again, I didn't have any, I don't have a crease. I didn't, whatever. And I just, you know, you take it and you start to feel things, and it's hard to put your finger on it. I didn't go to a doctor and get tests or whatever, but I felt, but you know, you don't know, right? When you hear people call with stories like that, and we had all kinds of stories. Hey, my doctor says I might have to have a heart surgery. Hey, my doctor said, we're getting calls like this. My doctor now says I don't have to have heart surgery. My doctor says now I don't have to have my foot off. My God. I mean, of all the products we sold at the Power Mall, and I've said this 1,000 times on the show, the heart drops, the family of products that Strauss sells, specifically starting with the heart drops, is the most profound product we ever sold. When I say profound, I mean life-changing. And that's what we want. We want life. We want life. We want energy. We want to experience life. And when you don't feel those things, you know what that means. And so when you're starting, you know, you get in your 30s or 40s or what have you. My brother-in-law wasn't having any symptoms. He heard you on the show. He says, "What do you think about those heart drops?" I said, here's a bottle. Try it.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, my feet don't get cold anymore. I used to get cold feet." So it's these little things like that you start to see. I have no idea what the long-term ramifications for my brother-in-law. Now he doesn't have cold feet. So now that's telling me, hey, he's probably getting circulation to his feet where he didn't before.
Better circulation. No, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned diabetics, Daniel, because I have seen incredible things, including with my friend Joe that moved into the house. When he moved into my house, he had 3 black toes, was about to lose them, and his legs were dark blue and red. It was terrible, really. He grew no hair on his legs. And they were like somebody had beaten his legs, dark blue and red. And boy, oh boy, he was so close to death. It wasn't funny, but had diabetes. After about 8 months on heart drops, he stopped testing himself. You know how diabetics will test their blood daily? Well, Joe was so consistently at 5.5, I remember, that he just stopped testing. He didn't lose his toes. His legs went back to normal color. He grew hair on his legs again. And the number of people like diabetics, I really urge folks with diabetes, because blood flow is their biggest issue. And it was always stressed me to learn that the majority of diabetics don't know they're at a 400 to 500% greater risk of heart attack and stroke than those who don't have diabetes. So it's a very serious, almost epidemic ailment these days because of refined carbs and our terrible diet and the lack of natural foods and the tremendous number of GMO foods. But diabetics, people that have had heart attacks, people that have had open heart surgery, people that have angina, even people that have had stents, which those little stents they'll put in, they can tend to build plaque at the seams of the stents. And, you know, it's not unlike our tractor or our car. They can't change the whole hose. They can't change the whole arteries. So they do these bypasses. And of course, these statin drugs, Daniel, that they don't purport or claim to remove one grain of plaque. None of it. That isn't what they claim to do. And it's not what they do. It shutters your liver's function to produce less cholesterol. Our liver produces it because we need it. I don't think any organ should be shut down, but it's the largest selling drug in the world now. And they don't claim or do clear one grain of plaque. Doesn't increase your blood flow. It purports to stop the production of cholesterol at the same pace and stop the clogging. We're just about out of time here, Daniel. So listen, thank you kindly for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Absolutely.
And folks, just to finish up here, more information or to order online, straussnaturals.com, straussnaturals.com, or call toll free 866-478-2873. Thank you. We'll be with you again next week, the same date and time. Thanks to my special guest, Daniel Brigman. And until then, folks, stay well and may God bless.
I left your house this morning about a quarter after 9.
Wayne Elliott to tell you about my great experience over the past 20 years with Strauss Heart Drops, the original cholesterol buster. Strauss Heart Drops saved and changed my life, my parents, and countless family, friends, and others. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural, risk-free, safe with no drug contraindications, and satisfaction guaranteed. You can't go wrong, so trust the original and feel better soon. Order online at loveyourheartdrops.com or call 877-817-9829, and I promise you won't be sorry. Thank you.